This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You have about eight minutes left to text in the word SLED, S-L-E-D. Text in the word SLED using the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for a nice $100 bill. And you'll be in the running for one of eight grand prizes as well. This contest only today and tomorrow. And then we're wrapping it up. Someone's going to win a snowblower, which is going to come in really handy. Espresso machine, set of luggage, maybe to escape the snow. Those are just among the grand prizes for our statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest. Text in the word SLED, S-L-E-D. And good luck. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba. And then later on today in the 4 p.m. hour with Dom Salvia. It is 11:52. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you stumble upon that you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me. Just email it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This one from today.com headline reads, Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good? This year's hottest mocktail is Dr. Pepper?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Never in the history. No.
No.
Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible.
Answer there within, there you go. I mean... That's not about to...
If someone has tried this, I would love to know about the hot Dr. Pepper. 855-752-4842. I'm very curious.
And if you have to... For one thing, that's not a mocktail. That's just a soda. That's it. Mocktail, to me, involves ingredients, a little assembly, like a regular cocktail. You're putting something together for someone like, here's a non-alcoholic old-fashioned or whatever you want to call it, but it has some pomp and circumstance to it. This is as a picture of a lady pouring a bottle into a tub. I mean, this is not a mocktail. This is dumb. And today, shame on you.
Wow. Violent reaction to the hot doctor edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Author Heather Martin says, I poured it into a microwave safe mug, stirred to banish most of the bubbles, and heated for 1 minute. It smelled very familiar. Warming happily brings the spice flavors to the forefront, but I found the first sip of the hot Dr. Pepper too sweet. I rubbed some lemon peel on the mug lip, and I added a giant squeeze of lemon with a tiny smidge of sea salt to smooth out the sweetness. With those tweaks, Greg Bach, she says this is solidly in drinkable territory. I don't know that that's high praise, putting it in drinkable territory.
That means that, like, that's like saying, like, you're in the vicinity of drinkability. Like, like this is
almost
the,
okay.
Yeah, you're getting the honorable mention of imbibable liquid. Like, it was, I think it's funny that she's put all these different things on there. Like, I put a splash of lemon. I did this to, you know, to mask the hot soda taste. Are you out of your mind?
There is no set recipe on social media, but there is one in published form in the Garvin County Extension Homemaker's Recipe Book of 1980.
There's a YouTube commercial with Dick Rock Around the Christmas New Year's guy.
Dick Clark?
Thank you. Yeah, Dick Clark. I got to watch this later. I didn't see this part of the story. Yeah, it looks like he's advertising hot pepper too. My goodness.
You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
She says it's still weird, but it doesn't foam so alarmingly. All good comments you want when you're talking about a beverage.
Hey, what do you think of that hot Dr. Pepper? I can drink it if I have to. Do I have to? I have to. Okay, I drink it. Hot Dr. Pepper. Can I put anything in there? Oh, I can put in like a rum? Great.
If you don't want to do eggnog and you don't do milk, Dr. Pepper has recipes for beverages online, including oat milk as an ingredient. If you don't want to find out the hard way which plant milk's curdle, maybe opt for an oat nog.
How about this?
That's a whole nother, this shouldn't be a thing.
Let's just opt for no. How about that? You want to drink something hot, hot toddy. Whatever happened to a hot toddy? When I was growing up, it was a hot toddy on a cold night, and that got you, not hot Dr. Pepper. That's called desperation in your freshman year in college.
We will include this article in the show notes in case you would like to try it yourself. Ugh. And send us a review. I'd be really curious to hear.
Send us a review along with a picture of your face or a video of your face once that hot, steamy, bubbly garbage hits your mouth. I want to see that.
That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little, and you have a chance to share it. Stay here. News coming up next. Be careful on the roads, too. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.